Hey guys, welcome to Overanalyzing. I'm Anna Regan, and today I'm here with
Talia Yardeni.
And we're going to talk about a variety of topics and how we feel about them. Before we get into the podcast, I'm going to do a short PSA on underage drinking and driving prevention. This is WDUT Port Washington. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Most party fouls, let's face it, are pretty dumb. Sometimes they land you an unfortunate nickname, a nasty bruise, or make you the star of a few embarrassing snaps. But the damage usually ends there. Underage drinking and driving, however, is a party foul with real consequences. Get busted and you could pay fines. Do community service and lose your license. It's the ultimate party foul. This is the creative and strategic premise of the Ad Council's Underage Drinking and Driving Prevention campaign. Despite the fact that all 50 states have a national minimum drinking age law, young drivers under legal drinking age continue to drink and drive. Drivers between 15 and 20 are involved in 10% of all fatal crashes, and 32% of the drivers in this group had a BAC of 0.01 or higher. While the approach to underage drinking and driving has historically focused on a don't drink at all message, these harrowing statistics indicated a need to create a campaign that educates young drivers that consuming any alcohol and driving can have significant consequences. And for our promotion after school, there is a basketball game. I strongly recommend supporting your school basketball teams. Okay. So, as some of you may know, me and Talia are on the same soccer team. Do you like our soccer team?
Are you talking about varsity or the
I'm talking about our club.
So we both started out as one team together, but that was called Gold Coast. But then we left because we didn't feel that they were much like determined. So we came to this team, and it's a lot more on the road to like higher standards. So
yeah, the team that she mentioned before, Gold Coast, we were on it for, was it
3 years, maybe?
Yeah, we were on it for a while after our team split up in fifth grade, I believe.
Yeah, like the 09 team for like Port Washington, like the town, like the club team, it ended. So we all kind of had to split up into our own, you know, club teams, and then some of us quit. So
because a lot of people that were on the club team weren't, not like the town team, weren't entirely into soccer as much as other people were. So when other people quit, the people that were really interested were forced to join other teams.
Yeah, and it was kind of like Anna and I's choice to, like, if you're on a place like Gold Coast, like, it's kind of like a get to know how to think about the game and then excel from it. And that's when people leave, when, you know, they got down like all the concepts, like the basic ways on how to think about the game and how to position yourself. Like, Gold Coast is a team where you go on, you play, and you move on to learn new things once you've learned everything.
Yeah, that's a good description. And now we have everything that we know fine down to good detail, so we knew that it was our time to try and get better because we already had most of the basic things down.
Mm-hmm. And this team will only make us stronger because everyone's kind of in the same boat with, you know, all the different tournaments and the traveling. It's a lot more traveling, and we have a lot of fun while we do it, so.
Yeah, I love traveling with Talia when we're in the same hotel.
Don't trust us, guys.
If you hear a knock on your door and you happen to be in the hotel as us, I recommend not answering or recording, because that would be kind of funny.
Yeah, and if you do answer, like, expect no one to be there, so.
Yeah, and if you hear people yelling to shut the elevator, that is not us.
Don't make any assumptions, guys.
But our last tournament that we went to was in Tampa, Florida. And
that was kind of like the farthest we've been away from
South. That's the farthest that we've traveled so far.
The first one was Massachusetts, and that was freezing. That was like in the mid-November, maybe. And unfortunately, I injured myself the day of, so I couldn't play. But then we went to Tampa, Florida for a summer league. And it was very fun because, you know, we had a lot of fun with the with our teammates and, you know, exploring the city of Tampa.
Mm-hmm. And it was really funny because my mom, we had a rental car because we were in Florida.
Yeah, we had to rent cars and stuff.
And my mom drove into the hotel parking garage. And I guess the ceiling was really low and it had these poles.
Yeah, it had like little, you
indents.
Know, yeah, like little like pulled pipes that yeah, like
they like pulled down farther, which was like really close to your car if you had one of the bigger cars. And for some reason, my mom wanted space in the car for two people, so she got one of the bigger ones. And
when you like open the, you know, the back,
while she was driving, the back trunk opened.
And while she was driving, I thought she got out of the car and she opened it using the button and it smashed into the thing.
I have no idea, but. She opened the trunk, or the trunk opened somehow.
And guys, keep in mind, this is the day of she got
the day car. Of landing, like 30 minutes. I haven't even gone into my hotel yet. I was waiting outside the hotel, and my mom was parking the car.
Like, long day, and the last thing you need is to, like, wreck a rental car, so.
Yep, I was on a plane with Talia. Oh, my God.
So much fun. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We were jamming with our earbuds.
Yeah, we were just singing completely different songs. Neither of us knew.
Pretending we knew each other's lyrics. But they had good food on the flight. It was good.
They had like these tiny pretzels. I swear to God, there was like 8 of them.
They were like the twisty ones.
I know. They weren't even that good.
I thought they were going to be like the bagged ones.
I know.
It was like the organic brands.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really fun because it was, like, the first time that I had ever really, like, felt that my level of play was, like, good enough to noticed.
Yeah, totally. Like, when you get to go somewhere, like, big, like Tampa, Florida, where, like, you know, Tampa Bay United, like, plays. And that's, like, you know, a big team. And then if you guys ever heard of, like, the IMG Academy in Florida, that's just, like, that's, like, the kind of standards that you, like, kind of base yourself on if you go to somewhere like Florida. Because a lot of soccer things happen.
Yeah, because we had only traveled to, like, places closer to New York. Yeah,
like, on, like, the coast and stuff.
Exactly. Like, and just being able to be there with teams. We have our teams from, like, Michigan and Virginia. It felt so, like,
official. Professional.
Yeah. Because there were so many fields and so many different teams. And it had, like, the huge arch that was, like, super wide finals.
It was, like, a whole, like, super wide, like, final complex. Like, it was, like, and the field was beautiful. Like, the grass was, it was very fun.
There were, like, 17 fields.
Yeah. It was a lot of fields.
And when we were walking out one day, I remember seeing, like, an MLS Next game.
Yeah, exactly. MLS Next,
like there was a semi-pro league.
Yeah, and then we had like finals. Unfortunately, we lost semifinals in penalty kicks, which, you know, hurts to watch.
Yeah, some people have different opinions on penalty kicks.
Anna, you got chosen to take a penalty kick. Tell
it. Honest, I thought.
What were you feeling?
I thought it was going to be awful.
Because Anna's like a nomad on the field. Like, she moves around.
I'm everywhere.
She's everywhere.
You can't find me.
she's everywhere. So, she started out a striker. Then she went, like, straight back to defense. And, like,
kicked.
She got, like, booted back
to defense. My inability to score.
And then Anna and I switched on and off. Because during that whole time, I was a center mid. So during that whole time, we kind of...
The whole time where?
During the whole time, you were in center back.
With Gold Coast?
Yeah, with Gold Coast. Like, they started me, like, center mid was kind of like my home. It was like my hometown. My hometown.
My home's been center D for a really long time.
Yeah, it's been a really long time. And then suddenly, we joined LASC, and at practices, Anna and I started, you know...
Swapping.
Maybe we should try this, so... You know, I would go with center back, and she would try out center mid, and we really liked it.
We had never been given that opportunity, freedom, right?
Yeah. Because we kind of, on Gold Coast, we were kind of relied on to, like, kind of organize everyone, because, like I said before, it wasn't the best,
like they
determination
would,
team.
They would, like...
Not everyone was there for the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So. Like, before the games, the coach would, like, give, like, tips to people, And then they would, like, barely talk to us. They would, like, just do what you know how to do.
Yeah.
And we weren't getting any better. We weren't experiencing different positions.
Mm-hmm. They were, like, organize the whole team. Like, organize the positions. Like, give everyone, like, what they need to do.
Like, I was really interested in trying striker on Gold Coast. And I
asked... It just wouldn't happen.
Like, a few... I asked, I don't know how many times. Three? Two?
Multiple.
I asked multiple times, but not enough to the point where, like, I just made sure that she knew that I didn't forget that I still wanted to play striker. And each time they would be like, if we're up by 4 goals. Yep.
Yeah, and this is like...
We're like 12.
And even when we would lose, like, she would still depend on, like, the strikers to do something when, obviously, if we were losing. And Anna's really fast, and she's really quick, and she's very, like, she's aggressive, and she knows.
Tali is the best center mid out there. And center D.
But we swapped, so.
Yeah.
Anna and I are packaged. Like, I don't remember any team that we tried out for where, like, we weren't there together, and, like, we weren't.
My tryout for the new club that we're on was actually horrendous because I broke my foot.
She broke her couple foot weeks. Tryouts.
I broke my ankle a few weeks prior, and I, like, healed, like, the week before. So I missed the first tryout, but I went to the second one.
So they just kind of, like, plopped her on the premier team, and then they, like, put her on, like, I don't know, the C team, I guess, and then she was, like, I knew it right then and there. Like, she would stand out. Like, she would stand out. She'd be the best, and then she'd get pulled up. So I had no doubt in her being, and it's not that anyone else is better than her. She was, like, aggressive enough to break her foot during tryouts. So, if anything, that shows something.
That was really nice. I just wanted to be on the team that we're on now. Because there's a team above us and a team below us. But the team above us is like...
They didn't move that team. Like, they didn't touch them. Because they were just... They're not even that successful. They just did not touch that team. Maybe it's because too much drama would happen or anything. But all the new girls that tried out, you know, went on second one.
And I don't know if I would have wanted to be on the first one. Because it's just, they travel a lot and miss a lot of school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was stressing after missing, like, 2 days of school from our tournament in Florida.
It was, like, some of the girls that are on, or, like, I don't know, maybe one. Because, you know, the team that we play for is kind of all around Long Island. So, the one team... one of the players, or like two of the players, go to our school. I actually, like, they always have to leave early from, like, varsity practices because they gotta go and, you know, train for, like, an upcoming event that's, like, you know, California, like, across the country, like, and I don't know, I guess we just want to play soccer, and it was an honor to be able to go to, you know, all the places that, you know, Penn Fusion coming up in Pennsylvania. I mean, like, that's enough for us.
That's going to be absolutely freezing.
It's going to be, oh my gosh, it might snow. Like, I don't even know if it's going to go on.
Do you know which weekend it is?
Weekend February 17th, somewhere.
Oh, okay. That's good. I can't believe it's 2024.
It's crazy. Like, you had a party and everything.
I don't know if this makes sense, but 2030 is closer than 2016.
Oh my god. Wait. I can't believe we're old. We are old. We're old. We're, like, old.
Like, every year I'm just gonna think about it. Like, some people are being born in 2024.
Like, what?
That's not real.
Like, we're probably gonna live till, like...
Hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on any wood.
Hopefully, like, 3,000. Like,
yep.
Exciting times.
Yep. And...
We're just 14. More to come.
Yep. And we've had our definite fair share of positions, And while I was on my old team and I was asking to be, like, played as striker, I asked, like, 3 times, but, like, not that much. I, like, would mention it before a game. I think I mentioned it before a game once, and I might have sent her, like, an email or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mom did. And after one of the... I feel like she's going to be watching.
What? Oh, you're right.
Our coach.
Everyone say hi.
No name disclosed. Yeah. Our coach.
I don't know. We might get pulled down.
Pulled me over after practice and goes, I don't think you should be asking that. You have to be more for the team. Like, people have to make sacrifices for the team to be good. But, bruh, we're like 12.
There's one thing for, like, sacrifices. There's another thing if you just don't feel like you are helping. If you want to help the team, that's kind of, like, the mindset you need to have. But there's a difference between, like, not wanting to and, like, not being able to. Or, like, not knowing how to. And in that case, you probably, you know, didn't know how to. Like, if you were in a position that you didn't want to be in, and you feel it was helping, like...
Do you remember our last game?
For Port?
For Gold Coast.
It was... Yes, that was in East Meadow. East.
It was the one, I believe, it was the one with that was raining and we got rain delayed.
Was that at that big...
like the big stadium.
With the big stadium.
Yeah.
In like New Jersey or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that. Our game was delayed. Wait, that was our last game?
I think. No,
it was like a tournament. With like O-10s. Remember, remember everyone? We were all there and we played a tournament against like those good teams from like Connecticut.
I don't remember.
Was that at the same place?
I don't think we've ever played with the 2010s.
Yeah, we did. I think they were like helping out or something, or we were helping out them or something. I don't know. We just got asked to do like a tournament. It was probably at the same place.
Okay, well, and not that game, but the one at New Jersey, like at the stadium. That's the day that I realized that I wanted to get better.
Mm-hmm. Like you were kind of, you know, done.
Like I was done, like waiting for them to focus on getting people better instead of getting everyone to the same level.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like now that we're on our new team, I feel like it's bound to happen. Like I feel like we're gonna get better. There's a lot to learn from it. There's a lot of good coaches. I think we have it in for us.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
On the road to D1. I don't know about that.
I'm horrified for the college process.
Oh, no, yeah. that's how it goes planned.
I've, like, said before that I wanted to play soccer in college. But, like...
Rethinking it, like, it's a lot of stuff.
I want to go to a good college, but I kind of not want to play... I want to play, like, D2 or D3.
Yeah, probably D2. I will be freaked out if you and I end up going to the same college for soccer. I would be, imagine that. Roommates.
That would actually be a dream.
That would be, crazy. And even, like, on break, we can, like, visit each other and do, like, one of those, college, trips. Or like we'd all be able to drive and you know somewhere down south and
just buy a house
just like rent a house rent like a you know Airbnb or something
and just live there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like being roommates would be so fun.
That would be so fun. Like
sleep over every day.
Like when we're older and we just live in the same house. Like I don't like people say like don't get sick of each other. I'm like bro like
me and Tyler we always talk about our dream of it's being like, little housewives like, with golden retrievers and huge mansions next to each other.
And like we're like a connecting like you know walkway into like your best friend's house or like and we'd be there with like our mans our man.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Our
rant
our rant and our experience with our soccer coaches. I know that I've talked about soccer a lot, but it's a huge part of my life.
You love that.
And I will definitely bring some more
technical difficulties.
I will definitely bring some more topics into consideration.
Don't miss me, guys. I'll be here. I'm joking.
Bye.
Bye.